The business news starts with a deficit that is huge, but shrinking. Today, the White House released its mid-year budget update, and the news is better than expected. The new figures show the deficit for the fiscal year ending in September will be a shade under $300 billion. That is much lower than the $423 billion that the Bush administration projected back in February, and it's a slight improvement over last year's numbers, too. Speaking today at the White House, President Bush said the latest numbers indicate his economic policies are working.
Today's a good day for the American taxpayer. Tax relief is working, the economy's growing, revenues are up, the deficit's down, and all across this great land, Americans are realizing their dreams and building better futures for their families.
Sounds like good news, and now we're going to find out if it really is. We turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal, regular guest here. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as many people have pointed out, when you're talking about budget deficit projections and saying that you met expectations or didn't meet expectations or beat expectations, you can move a few relatively minor numbers around in the federal budget and utterly change your deficit projection. Did that happen here?
Well, I think the $300 billion number is pretty hard. After all, we have about 9 months of the fiscal year gone, so there's not much maneuvering room for them. Where I think the White House set themselves up with a favorable comparison was by inflating a little bit the number that they gave in February, what they expected the deficit to be. Their estimate was about $50 billion more than that of the Congressional Budget Office. So they've set it up so they can show progress. There is progress. They're making the progress look a little better than you might have otherwise.
Am I being too cynical to say that they then said several months ago, oh, the deficit is terrible, 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 and now that an election is approaching, they can say it's getting better, better, better?
Well, you can never be too cynical in Washington. I think that what you said is true, but it is also true that independent, nonpartisan analysts are surprised by how much tax revenue is coming in, and so therefore surprised that the deficit is not bigger.
Why are tax revenues unexpectedly high?
Well, that's interesting, actually. Tax revenues are unexpectedly high because, A, corporate profits have been so strong that companies are paying a lot more in taxes, and because the people at the top of the income ladder are doing so much better than the people at the middle class, and they pay higher tax rates.
Okay, does this mean that the deficit is no longer such a big problem?
The deficit isn't a problem today. The economy is doing reasonably well despite a $300 billion deficit. The problem is in the future. Outside of the president's term, spending on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security is growing so fast and so substantially that the deficit will get much, much bigger unless some major sea change hits.
How are Congress and the president doing right now on containing spending?
Well, not very well. Spending so far this year is up about 9%. Medicare is up 15% over last year because of the prescription drug bill, and spending on interest is up 22% because the debt is so much bigger and interest rates have gone up.
Spending on money we already borrowed in past years.
Absolutely.
Is that going to be a bigger and bigger slice of the budget as the years go on?
It will, unless something changes.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
You're welcome.